Your seed corn is piled on pallets in the machine shed. Your soil is cold and wet, and it's April 25th. But the weather forecast gives little chance of getting into the field for another week. Your herbicide applicator has yet to show up, and you've got to wait for him. You're faunching at the bit because it's getting late, and Dad always said to start planting corn in April. Your spouse is tired of your griping, and your blood pressure and stress are just about to get you admitted as a cardiac patient. We've got a tip for you. Erase your concerns about the calendar and the planting date. There's nothing magic about planting corn in April. And we'll talk about that right after this. Other seed companies talk big. LG Seeds delivers big. It all starts with the right seed. LG Seeds superior hybrids are developed through an advanced breeding program, one that delivers acre after acre of big yields in your fields. You better warn the elevator. Bigger yields are in the bag. LG Seeds, our seed, your soil, total success. Bob Nielsen calls planting date a conundrum, sort of like a riddle, a puzzle, an enigma, or a mystery. Nielsen is a corn production specialist at Purdue University and suggests you take conventional wisdom with a grain of salt. In his analysis of planting dates, Nielsen says very little corn was planted anywhere by April 21st. But that is of little concern because relatively a small percentage of acreage is ever planted by that date. Rhetorically, he asks, what are the consequences of a delayed start to planting? How important a predictor of statewide corn yield is planting date anyway? Does late planting in and of itself guarantee lower than normal yields? Good questions, but the effect of planting date on statewide average corn yield is not clear-cut. Really, you say? Nielsen says over the past 20 years, there's not been a strong relationship between the planting date and the statewide yield in his state of Indiana. You can extrapolate that analysis to your state as well. He says planting date is only one of many yield-influencing factors, and it represents only 22-24% of the yield variability. Nielsen acknowledges that the potential for yield declines after May 1st by 0.3% per day in early May and by 1% per day in late May. But he quickly adds, yield potential goes down with delayed planting because of a number of factors, including a shorter growing season, greater insect and disease pressure, and higher risk of hot, dry conditions during pollination. What Nielsen would like you to do is to ease your concern about the necessity of planting in April, is to take the other yield-influencing factors and group them together in a way they would create the maximum possible yield for the year on the optimum planting date. He says that might be 220 bushels per acre, or it could be 150 bushels per acre. A 10-day delay beyond the 1st of May would have an impact of 10, multiplied by 0.3% per day decrease in yield. Applied to the 220 bushel yield, it would be 213 bushels per acre. Applied to the 150 bushel yield, it would be 146 bushels per acre. It's quite possible that the 146 bushel yield could occur when corn was planted in a given year on May 10th, and 214 bushels per acre could occur when the corn was planted the following year, maybe on May 15th. In this case, a larger yield was generated at a later planting date. Nielsen says a delayed planting of corn in an otherwise high-yielding year may still be higher yielding than a crop planted on the optimum planting date in an otherwise lower-yielding year. Farmers know this to be true because some have had June-planted crops in recent years that ultimately yielded better than any crop they ever had, because the remainder of the growing season following the delayed planting was exceptional. He says to look at 2009 and 2012. 2012 was, corn was planted early, yielded much less than the 2009 corn, which was planted late, all because of the yield-influencing factors other than the planting date. So in summary, since planting date is only one of several yield-influencing factors, the date for planting corn has a much more minor impact than believed by many corn growers. Planting corn after May 1st may lead to lower corn yields. However, that's only 23% of the determinant. It's quite possible for later planted corn to out-yield earlier planted corn. This is Stu Ellis.